Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. Hey, I'm back with another one. Today's episode is entitled, How Do I Get My CAPM Certification? Again, how do I get my CAPM certification? As always, let's lay the foundation before we go into the principles. Foundation is CAPM, again, stands for Certified Associate in Project Management. Again, Certified Associate in Project Management. So you're looking to get your CAPM certification. Follow these steps. Step one, no, just playing. In order to be certified, or I should say to go after your CAPM, to be eligible, you have to have a secondary degree, whether it's a high school diploma or associate degree, or what our PMI says, or globally equivalent. You also have to complete 23 hours of project management education. I think it should be 35, but hey, that's just me. Subject, you know, I believe the more project management education you can get, the more success that you will have or successful that you will be on that CAPM certification. But anyway, I digress. So 23 hours of project management certification. Now, if you do not have a secondary degree, then you have the ability to, as long as you have a high school diploma and 1,500 hours of professional experience on a project team, you would be able to satisfy that requirement along with those 23 hours. But wait, and I do mean wait. Wait before you apply for the CAPM, before you hear this. If you haven't checked out my other video, there is a change coming with the CAPM, so you need to check out my video and where I discuss this change that is coming. This change that's coming is going to catch a lot of people off guard, so that's why I wanted to make sure I got that content about this change that's coming to the PM. To the CAPM exam. But again, once you meet the qualifications of what we just discussed regarding the education and then the project management education, then you have the ability to apply for the CAPM exam through the Project Management Institute. The Project Management Institute website, you go in there, you put in your details. And I have to say this about Project Management Institute. I'm going to give them their flowers right now. When I first took the CAPM exam, when I applied for the CAPM exam, how they had it then as far as how you had to update your hours and everything like that, it was just, oh my God, it was dreadful. Cause you're like, okay, did I put enough hours here? Did I put enough things here? So this new format that they have, oh, it's very outstanding. I love it. So again, it's just so simple now to fill out. And then once you fill out your application, you wait. Normally it takes, I don't know what, go check on PMI. I may just drop a link in the description below, but go to PMI.org and check to see, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. But I do believe that the Project Management Institute, they'll give you the handbook. I'm being facetious here, but yes, you go to the PMI.org. You'll be able to find the CAPM handbook. It outlines some of these things that I'm speaking about more in detail. So I'm just giving you more of the high level, the high level points that you need to be cognizant of when you're going after to get your exam. So on the exam, there are 150 multiple choice questions. Within the exam, it's going to cover the triple constraints. If you don't know what the triple constraints are, then you need to go check out my video around where I discuss about the triple constraints. But I'm gonna give you the triple constraints here as well. So you need to understand, you should understand the terminology around project scope, schedule, cost, quality, and now also you need to understand communication, risk, and procurement. There's so many other pieces there, but family, I really wanted to give you a high level of what some of the things that you should expect and that you should be looking for. Now, when you pass, you see, I didn't say when you take. When you sit down and pass the CAPM exam, you will be required 3 years after passing the exam to complete 15 hours of PDUs. And again, PDUs are professional development units, and you have to have 15 within a 3 year cycle. I will say this, family, if you are really serious about taking the CAPM, I really think this is a good choice. I know it's a good choice. I know it will actually help you on the concepts of project management if you're new. It would also push you to be uncomfortable because you're learning new information and you're gonna have to regurgitate all that information and then sit down and pass that actual CAPM exam. I know you can do it. I believe in you. You just need to trust yourself and trust the process, because as I shared with you before, the first time I took the CAPM exam, unfortunately, I didn't pass it. Yep, me, project management guy, didn't pass the CAPM. But what I love about that is that there's a difference between two people. First person would just allow that to happen to them. The second person, and this is me, well, once I got knocked down, I said to myself, I have to make a decision. Am I going to stay there and lay there, or am I going to get back up? So I got back up and changed up my approach, and I sat down and actually passed that exam. I love what the story that I heard from Sylvester Stallone when he talked about having to sell his dog in order to be able to have the money in order to shoot that Rocky movie. And he just kept coming back to figure out, like, hey, how do I actually do, like, how am I gonna, you know, first of all, I gotta make a decision. I love my dog, but I gotta give it up temporarily and hoping that I can, once I get this movie in place and get the finances in place, I can come back and get my dog. And eventually, long story long, he did end up getting his dog. I tell you that to implore upon you the opportunity with this CAPM exam, if you're willing to put in the time. And that is going to be time, family. This is not something you're going to be able to do overnight. Like I said, there's 150 questions. It's time. And, you know, I don't know if they're still allowing you to take it remotely, but when I took the CAPM, I actually took it at a testing center. And at that testing center, you know, you walk in and you're a little nervous. So the lessons I learned from that is I was just pumping myself up with motivation, personal development type audios and videos just to get me in the state of mind, get me in the right state of mind, you know, to take this exam. So family, I hope that you go after this. And just to recap at a high level, 150 questions in order to be able to sit and pass the exam, you need to complete 23 education, or I should say project management education hours, as well as you have to have either a secondary degree or 1500 hours of project management experience on a project team. Until next time, this has been your boy ED. I'm out.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.